Hello, gentlemen, from MGTOW. I just had a conversation with two people who watch my videos, GreyWolf58 and DB Cooper, and they made some very interesting perspectives that I need to add to why so many women will be going homeless starting in 2020. It has to do with the simp mangina money funds that are being cut by most men because they're fed up with all the unfair laws and in divorce court, in child support, and in the family courts. And that is why this is going to happen. Now, I'm going to go into some detail about this in this video. Hope to share it with you. This is very important information. Now, I told you about the fact I work at the credit card division for a bank dealing with credit cards. How 90% of the calls calling in of people who couldn't pay were women. I just learned there are 37 million credit card accounts that are 90 plus days overdue. Now, there are 7 million people who are 90 plus day overdue in their car payments. And basically, women have the highest college debt here. Now, so what this means from my information from the credit card companies and my contacts with Citibank and Chase are basically most of these credit card accounts are owned by women. And that is a very disturbing thing. This is one of the reasons why women are going to go homeless. Now, as far as the simp mangina money helping women, that has been cut. Millions of men have woken up and realized they're being screwed over by these women. And it's gotten to a point where they will no longer live with them and they will barely talk to them anymore. Didi Cooper stated that many of the services like traveling and restaurants and bars have all shut down because the demand is no longer there because men will no longer shell out or fit the bill for these anymore because women were obviously not paying for this. They'd go to the bar and look for the free drinks from men and the free service for men, and men have said enough is enough. GreyWolf68, who lives in the United Kingdom, stated that the bars and the restaurants and all the other fun services are all shutting down because men will no longer pony up for this anymore for these women and get beaten up by Chad and Tyrone afterwards when they can't get anything back from these women. So this is happening in the UK also, along with the America. So basically, the beta cut simp funding spree by the men, by these men, is now being cut to nothing for these women, which explains the massive debt I'm getting from when I had access to millions of accounts when I worked for that bank. He also said the jewelry stores over in the UK were also on permanent sales, and many universities are about to declare bankruptcy, and many already have. I do confirm that same issue here with the permanent sales at the jewelry stores here in America also. And he also said one more thing. He said that the art of war is not to win the battle, but to defeat your enemy without actually fighting. In this case, that is what we're doing. But without knowledge being presented, like in this video, to men, they would never know what is actually going on. It would still be going over their heads right now. That's why it's important to have MGTOW videos to warn the men about the situation that they're in. Other obvious signs that even the beta cuck men are no longer financing women's free, happy lifestyle is Victoria's Secrets closing dozens of stores. Now, obviously, the men are funding this because the women certainly weren't funding this negligee thing, lingerie thing that was going on to begin with. These are one of many signs of men have finally said enough is enough. And GreyWolf58 also made one more last statement. He said, if you wait by the river long enough, the bodies of your enemies will come floating by. Sounds like a good statement for me. Now, I will be reading as many comments as I can. I can't read them all, obviously. But if I get any more information that I find may be important to you, I will certainly add it as a part four to this video so you know what is going on economically and how you're being screwed over by the women and the government. So if anybody has any more perspectives, please let me share them with the rest of the men here. That's my point here. This video, this channel is not monetized. I am not here to make money. I'm here to help men. Just be aware of that when I'm doing this. Now, Manny T, who saw my video, made a very interesting perspective about the women in California. Many of them are paying $2,000 a month for rent. They're paying their credit cards. They're paying for their fake college debt degree. They're paying for their hair and salon and all that good stuff, which cuts them hundreds of dollars a month to keep their job. As a result of that, they are being a rock in a hard place, is what he said. I've had conversations with approximately 15 to 20 of these women in the comment sections who have left California and have invaded Kansas City. Many of them are very delusional and mentally ill. They would come up with these comments of, well, they want our money. That's why we're out here. So we're wanted out here in Kansas City. And I'd explain to them, so you want to come out here and overpay for property with money you don't have and cause overpriced housing and rent and cause crime and cesspools and a slum. And you think that is cool. I said, the only people who want your money are the bankers. No one else gets your money. You're just wasting your money and wasting your time and causing economic destruction wherever you move to in the country. And once I made the point about the only people getting your money are the bankers and you overpaying with money you don't have, they would chicken out and quiet up and run away. This is why I went into detail in part two about how these Californians are invading a lot of Midwest cities and turning them into slums and cesspools and crime-ridden hells. And nobody seems to understand this and doesn't the warning of this situation. Now, the bankers have something to do with it, I agree. Originally, when you had a mortgage, the most you could use for your gross income was 33%. It changed to 43% a couple years ago. Now it's at 51%. So they're enabling this irresponsible behavior by these Californians that are destroying America one city at a time. So unless you're stuck in a house and these Californians are invading your city, the only way you should stay there is if you own a house. So basically, you need to flee that city before the rent goes through the roof. And I'm going to let you know that it's going to go to $1,000 a month here in a very short time as these cancerous pieces of filth invade our city. Little advice on that situation. Unless you want to join the pump and dump home buying scam and you can buy and sell your home before the rest of them do and try to make a profit on it through fraud and hyperinflation, then you need to leave that city and move to another area where the rent is still low and not pay overpriced housing and get ripped off by the landlords. Just a little advice from experience who's lived in five cities where these people invaded and destroyed these cities. Well, this includes part three of 2020, where millions of hypergamous women will go homeless after 2020. Have a good day.